Okay, I am William Alexander Goddard. It is July 20th, 2022. We are outside the Japanese Gardens at the University of Guelph Arboretum. And this is an interview for the Hear Hear Arboretum project. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Caleb Mitchell, and I'm the head gardener here at the Guelph Arboretum. So I typically take care of all the formal gardens around the park here, the wildlife gardens as well, and then among other just daily tasks like tree work and mowing and all the other stuff that goes on around here. But my primary focus is on the gardens.
Okay. What do you see around you, I guess, here?
So we're in the park and the garden right now. We're in between the three formal gardens of the Arboretum. So the Japanese garden is situated between the Italian garden and the English garden, which are all sort of enclosed by very formal hedges. It was sort of a design based on Christopher Campbell, who was a landscape architect back in the 90s, who came up with this idea of sort of incorporating different cultures within the Arboretum and showing those different gardening techniques and just how those contrast one another.
Okay, right. Sorry. I should probably hold this a bit closer with the wind.
Yeah.
But I think it should be good.
Okay
so what stories can you tell of the garden?
Yeah, I mean, so I started working here as the gardener 3 years ago.
Right.
And I think the Japanese garden was the garden that I was most drawn to and most excited about working in, just because of how different it is from gardens that we're used to seeing. It's a lot different than anything that we're used to seeing in North American culture, so it's really interesting design style to include in our arboretum, and it also allows us as an arboretum to include plant species as part of our collection goals that we can't grow anywhere else. So we have lots of really interesting cultivars of dwarf pines, magnolias, Japanese maples, different spring ephemerals and perennials. It's just something about it that's really like alluring to, and I think a lot of people agree as well. You just get that sense of peace and relaxation when you enter the garden, and it's very calming. And it's just totally different than anything else around on the grounds.
Yeah, doing some background research on the gardens, I recall reading about like the original inspiration for it. It's the person it's named after.
David Porter.
Yeah, David Porter. Yeah. In his memory, because he and his wife visited Japan in, I think it was 1992-93.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really fond of the Zen gardens there.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of dedicated to him because of that.
Yeah, for sure. And I've met with Bobby several times. Uh-huh. I never had the chance to meet David, but
his wife, correct?
Yes. Yeah. And she's so supportive of everything that we do here, which is great. It's really cool to see the transformation of the garden over the last 5-6 years since I've been here. Before, we used to have a really long bamboo fence in front of the garden, and that unfortunately got vandalized, and we sort of worked with a few architects and built this new fence through a type of wood burning preservation technique called I'm forgetting the term for it.
If you need time, like, we'll just edit out that out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It'll probably come to me.
Yeah. Something about burning it to preserve it.
Yeah. So essentially, what you do is you kind of see like the black char around it, and you sort of dry the wood. And then we take like a torch to it and burn it until it produces that black char. And then you put linseed oil, which helps sort of like fill in the pores of the wood. And that helps it preserve the wood for longer. So hopefully this fence will last at least the next 40, 50 years, which would be interesting.
Okay. Do you actually mind talking more about that bamboo incident?
So that was before my time.
Oh, really?
I think they had issues with it, like, since the beginning it was built. A lot of people would play with the bamboo and kind of, like, pull the things out, and I think it just became a maintenance nightmare for the gardener that worked here before me, and then, unfortunately, I think there was a bigger incident where someone actually, like, you know, kicked in some holes in it and broke it pretty drastically, so...
Yeah. So I guess the garden's pretty meaningful to you. It is.
It's definitely become my favorite place to work in the Arboretum. It's unfortunate that it is closed right now, but fortunately still get the chance to work there.
Can you also discuss just the closure right now, that story?
Happened in the fall of last year. The pond was built with the bridge about 30 years ago, and what had happened was it was a solid piece of limestone about 10 feet long, and over the course of the years the water levels would fluctuate, and it would sort of erode away the center of the stone, and it sort of got to the point where I noticed it last year that there was a big hole in the like straight through the center of the bridge, and came back over a weekend and it had completely collapsed in. So obviously that's the main access point, and without that the garden's not really accessible. That was unfortunate, but we are working with a pond contractor and a stonemason right now who hopefully will be in August to rebuild.
You're involved with that, correct?
They obviously have their own skill sets in stone carving and pond construction, but I've been to a few Japanese gardens. I've done a lot of research on Japanese garden pond design. It's a very detailed, specific, like, any element of Japanese gardening is always extremely detailed, but something about ponds, because water is such an important feature in Japanese culture, that it does have to be done properly. So I do want to be heavily involved in the actual design of it, because it is important.
Do you want to actually talk more about your kind of passion for Japanese gardens? Like, that type of personal story could really help with this.
I guess on a personal level, I've visited a few Japanese gardens with my partner who suffers from bipolar, and it's really amazing to see her in that space, because just immediately she's relaxed and she feels that calming sense. So on a personal level, that's kind of hits me on a lot of, and I feel that too, especially if you're ever feeling stressed or anxious. It's just has that different, evokes those different emotions than other gardens would. It's a,
I do wonder about that. Like, what do you, why do you think that is? The smells, sounds, sights? Like,
There's a few things. A big one is what's called color therapy, and Japanese gardens are predominantly green in color. And what that means is, because green, when you look at the color green, there's no retinal adjustments in your eye that needs to, as opposed to if you're looking at a bright red flower, like red is a very emotional invoking feeling that if you see it on stop signs, you see it at red lights because it grabs your attention, whereas green is very relaxing and subtle. So if you go to any, you know, famous Japanese garden, you'll mostly see green colored species because you never want to be like feeling anxious or stressed in a Japanese garden. Obviously, you know, we see things like Japanese maples, which have those, you know, red foliage color, but it's if you look at most Japanese gardens, they're predominantly green and moss and stuff like that as well.
I guess there would be two final questions unless anything else comes up, but don't know whether to start with just your other like personal experiences, or well, I guess maybe related, how any stories other people have, like about those feelings, like do you often hear that kind of expression from people about the feelings?
There was a woman who came in sometime last year with her son, who was suffering from a mental illness, and she strictly just came in to say thank you and how much it meant to her and her son, because anytime they came to the Arboretum, they would always come to the Japanese garden, and that would be the only place where he would feel at peace, basically, and how much that meant to her, because she really ever gets to see her son like that. So she just wanted to show her gratitude, and I think that meant a lot to me. Like those very specific individual stories of just helping people deal with stress or mental illnesses or whatever. It's and I feel like it's definitely becoming more important as we've seen over the last 2 years. People needing to get outside and be immersed in those environments because we're stuck inside all the time. So I think those sorts of stories are really impactful.
And I guess the Arboretum, the Japanese gardens, are definitely a place very important to preserve and maintain.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's good. If there's anything else you need from me for that.
Thank you very much then. Was there anything else that we needed to do at the end? I don't see on the checklist.
No, I think it's just kind of concluding.
Okay. Yep. Was there a reiteration? I know I'm going to edit out this bit, so.
Just maybe letting him know that if he wants to rehear the audio recording.
I think it's fine to stop him then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.